This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's the Lincoln quote for you. Mary, Mary, we are elected. It's the first Tuesday night in November of the year 1860, and the telegraph office in Springfield, Illinois, has received the results of the vote from the state of New York. Abraham Lincoln is assured of winning his election to the presidency. A little before 2 o'clock in the morning, Lincoln walks home. One historian records it this way. By everyone's remembrance, Lincoln remained remarkably calm through the long evening. He did exclaim that he was a very happy man. But then, as church bells rang and cheers exploded, Lincoln finally headed for home. Mary, Mary, we are elected. What are we to make of this? He remained remarkably calm. And his first personal words about this momentous event are to his wife as he gets back home and calls out in the first person plural pronoun, we. Mary, Mary, we are elected. If there was ever a time to focus on oneself, on one's ego, on me, myself, and I, this win would have been it. But, and this is why we were looking at the spiritual life of Lincoln, this was not for him a first-person singular moment. Nor should it have been. Mary was a passionate politician. She believed in politics, had been around it all her life, believed in Lincoln's skills more than he did, and she knowledgeably and personally companioned him in his work all his adult life. Theirs was an unusual 19th century love marriage in many ways. Now, calm in the midst of storm is the hallmark of a spiritual person. And there is only one reason for this poise and composure. The storm-tossed person has an even keel. They are balanced by something else, and it holds them up. This is not magic. We can know what that balance place is. It is simply that the person thinks about something else, some other, more than about oneself. Spiritual life is to center yourself on something larger and other than yourself. And in Lincoln, as a spiritual person, we see this again and again in his elections. We can see this in his first election and in his last election. Lincoln lost his first election, and up until the last months, he was sure he would lose his last election for his second term. So first, there he is at the age of 23, a part-time store clerk and the wrestling champion of his new town, New Salem. He agrees to run for the state house, but he writes in his campaign flyer that if I should not win this election, quote, I am too familiar with disappointments to be very much chagrined. How about that? If I don't win, well, I'm real familiar with disappointment, so no chagrin here. He also wrote, my only purpose here is that of being esteemed by my fellow men, by rendering myself worthy of their esteem. How about that, too? I want to act in a way that makes me worth your esteem. This is not a selfish man. This is a man rooted in larger mutual relationships. Now, Lincoln lost that election. Countywide, he lost it. But in his little town of New Salem, where he most cherished esteem, he won 277 votes out of 300. That's a 99% approval rating. In August of 1864, the country was in the midst of a civil war, and he was sure he would not be reelected. But he was willing to go through with the election, win or lose, saying this, I know not the power or right to resist them. It is their business, and they must do as they please with their own. The election was the people's right. It belonged to the people, not to the president. He would not postpone or cancel it because of the Civil War. We cannot have a free government without elections, he proclaimed. At the War Office, when he received the news that he had won and by a landslide, he said, there is Mary back at the Executive Mansion. She is more anxious than I. And so he left to go back. And once again, still thinking in terms of we. We, himself and Mary, we, his political party, we the nation, and we the people. And so we can say, we have won. We have won in a humble and communal spirit because we had that election. And that can light us, like him, down in honor to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, The Spiritual Life of Abraham Lincoln.